Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. This past weekend, top finance and economic government officials of the G20 nations met in South Korea to try to avert international currency and trade wars. At the end, the attendees agreed that they would avoid competitive currency devaluations and to give emerging nations more voting power in the International Monetary Fund. Despite this pact, the meeting was a failure. The hoped-for result of the meeting was an agreement to stop nations from engaging in efforts to devalue their currencies more than other countries. The relative value of currencies has a huge effect on exports and imports. The nations with stronger currencies will have greater difficulty exporting goods and services and will experience a surge of imports. States with weaker currencies would find it easier to export while attracting fewer imports. The officials at the meeting realized there would be no winners in a global currency and trade war as each nation destroys the value of its own currency. However, simply agreeing to avoid a currency war does not accomplish that objective. The problem with the so-called agreement was that it has no standards by which to measure compliance. The reason for this failure is that the attendees were not able to agree on which standards to adopt. The U.S. delegation, led by Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, urged support for a limit of 4% of gross domestic product to current trade account imbalances, a measure that would put pressure on China's huge export surpluses. If adopted, the Chinese yuan would have to rise in value to maintain that nation's current level of exports. This proposal was solidly rejected. Instead, recent U.S. government loose monetary policies came under attack. German economy minister Rainer Brüderle criticized U.S. policy of flooding the banking system with money for causing problems in emerging economies such as Brazil. He said, "I tried to make clear in my contribution to the discussion that I regard easing as the wrong way to go. An excessive permanent increase in money is, in my view, an indirect manipulation of the foreign exchange rate." Chinese representatives supported the German position. The lack of a standard to measure compliance means that nations could try to stealthily devalue their currency to support their domestic economy. This cheating regularly occurs with agreements among the members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, so I don't see any reason to expect voluntary compliance with the G20 decision. In fact, the pact has already been violated. The Japanese government openly stated that it will not comply with the agreement should they judge it necessary to support its domestic economy. Even the mainstream media is reporting the failure of this meeting. For instance, the Lansing State Journal had a headline yesterday of "Global Currency Pact Brings Enforcement Concerns." Once the general media catches on, public awareness will not be far behind. As more than one government official acknowledged, the only winners in a global currency and trade war would be those who hold gold and silver. The failure of the meeting was confirmed when currency and commodity markets resumed trading on Monday. The U.S. dollar fell and gold and silver rose at first, before the U.S. government and its trading partners propped up the dollar and suppressed precious metals prices. These U.S. manipulations of the markets cannot continue indefinitely. In fact, I expect the U.S. dollar to drop and that gold and silver prices will start to rise in earnest within 48 hours after the end of the U.S. elections next Tuesday. You still have time to protect your wealth with an insurance position in gold or silver, but I'm not sure for how long. That's it for now. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.